Hidden away up a remote fjord, amid the wonder of the Arctic, there's a jaw-dropping sight. The remains of an old army base called Bluey East 2 that's been slowly rusting away for decades. During the Cold War, American commanders ordered that military bases should be built across Greenland. In fact, more than 50 were built. Now only one remains, and the rest, like this one, was simply abandoned. Amongst it all, more than 200,000 fuel drums. Many were full when they were left, leaching out their toxic contents. The base was actually constructed in the Second World War, but continued operation into a time when the Soviet Union and the United States were standing toe to toe. When it was eventually decommissioned, the abandonment was total. You know, this is really quite shocking. You've got to remember that this is in the heart of this pristine wilderness, what is a wonderful environment. And yet all of this has just effectively been dumped here. And if you think this is bad, there's a lot worse on the other side of Greenland, where a huge US base was built into the ice cap. And that one was powered by a nuclear reactor.
The United States Army has established an unprecedented nuclear-powered Arctic Research Center.
The construction of Camp Century started in 1959 and was completed inside 2 years. Officially a research station, its real aim was to launch nuclear missiles against the Soviet Union in the event of war. But it soon became obvious the shifting Greenland ice sheet made the site dangerously unstable, and it was abandoned in 1967.
What we can tell from our ice penetrating radar survey is the sort of magnitude and spatial distribution of the debris. And we can see, you know, how the tunnels have closed and they've, you know, smushed completely closed, so they have no more airspace in them.
The site's nuclear reactor was removed, but unknown quantities of radioactive waste plus 200,000 litres of diesel were left, under the assumption they would be buried forever. But now, because of climate change, they could be exposed to the environment, possibly within 80 years, so it has to be continually monitored.
The rate of warming that the Greenland ice sheet is facing today is pretty unprecedented in the last 12,000 years, just how fast is warming and how fast the ice sheet is retreating. So Camp Century is now experiencing more melt than it has in the past.
Denmark is now funding a $29 million cleanup of US military installations in Greenland. For Bluey East 2, well, now there are plans to turn this rusting legacy of the past into a tourist attraction, a contrast to the regular guidebook Greenland, to say the least. Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, Ikotek, Greenland.